All right. Inner dialogue. All right, let's go.
That's the episode for today, everybody. We're going to do a little bit of an unusual intro.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You heard it. You already said it. Inner dialogues. Let's talk about it.
You caught one of my rambles. That's great.
Yes. I love when I do that.
Inner dialogue. So I was going to call this episode talking to yourself.
Ooh.
So that was going to be what I was going to call it.
Shit.
See, so you kind of screwed up, Stelly.
Damn it.
Okay. So talking to yourself. So let's talk about talking to yourself. So some people call this self-talk. Some people call this insanity. But I think we're going to call it talking to yourself. And you know, the real idea is about the inner dialogue. What conversations are you having with yourself? What are you saying to yourself? And how is that impacting you? Is that about right?
That is perfectly right. So first, as you have done so many times, I love the word that you use to describe the same thing, right? Inner dialogue is very technical. Talking to yourself is so practical, so real. I love it. And I want to start with this. I think for some people, this might be obvious. What we're talking about might be obvious, and they're just curious to hear more about our thoughts on this. But for some, it might not be so obvious.
They probably think we're crazy.
Yeah,
we're crazy people, and we talk to ourselves. So
yes.
Stella, you talk to yourself, right?
I do all the time, and I guarantee
you. Do you do it out loud?
No.
Do you do it out loud?
No,
okay.
Very rarely. Very
Me
rarely.
Me neither. Maybe in the car sometimes. But yeah.
Very rarely. But I can guarantee you that everybody that's listening to this episode, everybody really, most human beings, if not all, are talking to themselves. The reason why we're not maybe all aware of that is that for a lot of us, when we talk to ourselves, we completely associate that with the concept of thinking. So we think we're thinking when we're actually, it's a version of thinking, but it is not. Talking to yourself, inner dialogue is a version, a flavor of thought. But it's not the same as thought. And so a lot of people are not really self-aware of how they talk to themselves because they think when they talk to themselves, they're just thinking. They're not really paying attention to their tonality when they talk to themselves, to the volume, to the things they're saying to themselves. And once you start really getting awareness of the phenomena of self-talk, then you can start paying attention and realizing what your self-talk is today. And in my case, and I don't know how you did this, but for me, it was first realizing it, then paying attention, observing it, and then starting to change it and to influence it and not be a victim of whatever self-talk I have adopted through my environment or through my genetics or whatever, but start to design it and influence it, stop it or encourage it or change it. So when were you the first time? Were you always aware that you were talking to yourself, that you had self-talk? Were you always aware of how you used to talk to yourself? Tell me a little bit about how you think about self-talk and how you do it.
So I grew up as an only child. So I think I was aware of self-talk because I was alone a lot with myself. And I got used to it. So awareness was probably there from a young age, being an only child and having nobody really around, in terms of in my space where, like, if it's quiet, the only person to talk to is yourself.
Mm.
And I think that's an important thing to think about. So, and then more recently, I had realizations about at my best, what I'm doing is actually reflecting. And I think reflecting is a form of self-talk in a way where after an experience, I reflect on it. And I'm talking to myself about it.
Mm.
How'd it go? What happened? What could I have done better? Oh, crap, I really pissed that person off. Or, you know, that was really great. I felt great about saying that. Or I gave someone a compliment. Or they gave me a compliment. Or just how did that thing go? And I think we might have talked about this a long time ago. I love reflecting after doing something or having a meeting or some experience. And I tend to do that in my head through self-talk. So I think that was my first realization of it. And more recently, I think as I became more into meditation and mindfulness and all that kind of stuff, that whole category, which is pretty broad, actually, And very esoteric, even in some areas, like, you know, steli hugging trees and stuff. It's all related. It's a mindfulness exercise. If anyone wants to go hug a tree, not like a tree hugger, but literally hug a tree, talk to the tree, all that, like, we'll do an episode on that eventually again, because I think we've done one on that kind of. So anyway, I realized it back when I was a kid about having the awareness. Then I evolved it to realizing that I can reflect upon things. And then more recently, I've been sort of studying it through meditation or realizing the concept of metacognition, which is basically the idea of thinking about thinking. So it's kind of what we're doing here is what we're talking about is self-talk is a form of thinking, right?
Right.
And we're thinking about that type of thinking right now. And so you can do that to yourself. And then there's another advanced level of that, which would be thinking about what someone else is thinking. And somebody I know that I met, and he taught me this thing about with poker, where he's a professional poker player, and he said basically, his process of winning is really thinking what they're thinking, you're thinking, they're thinking, you're thinking, and how many layers can you go into that, and the depth of that, and wow. I think that's a whole advanced thing that like I'm like, oh wow, like
wow,
that's next level. So I think self-talk is super critical. I think there's positive self-talk and negative self-talk. When you start out understanding self-talk and the idea of talking to yourself, I think you probably will notice negative patterns come up. And that's what we should talk about, I think, Stella.
Yeah, I think negative habitual self-talk. Let's just zoom in on that.
Ooh.
Right?
All right, let's do it.
Because so first of all, I'm going to throw this out there. And for people that want to know more, just shoot us an email, steli@close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com. We can point you to resources, books, and stuff to learn more about it. But the basic concept is that when you're talking to yourself, just like you would when you talk to somebody else, you actually are hearing your own voice, right? You do. And when you hear your own voice, everything matters, not just what you say, what the words are, but the tonality in which you say it and the volume, right? So when you're incredibly critical, if you want to feel something negative really, really strongly, you might be shouting to yourself angrily something really negative, versus when you're pumping yourself up, you might be speaking in a really passionate, motivated voice to yourself in a really high volume, versus when you're maybe timid or a little insecure, you might be having an inner dialogue. You might be talking to yourself in a voice that's very, very low in volume, very hard to understand, very unsure of. So I think paying attention to tonality, paying attention to words, paying attention to all that, all those things are really important. But then also paying attention to moments. Let's reverse engineer this. Ask yourself, are there moments in my life, either a time of day, in the morning, in the afternoon, late at night, or in certain situations that are, you know, often reoccurring, where I feel, you know, disempowered or really empowered, right? Where I feel naturally, where I feel like I feel really strong and positive and really energetic and creative, where I feel really depressed and shitty or angry or in self-doubt. Are there moments where you don't perform at your best and it's happening quite reliably and quite consistently? And then I would encourage you to pay attention, what kind of self-talk is happening just before these moments or when these moments occur. Because a lot of times over many, many years, we create habitual self-talk in certain things. They're anchors. And every time before I go into a board meeting, because my very first board meeting was a catastrophe, every time before I walk in there, I have this really critical, really horrific self-talk where I say terrible things to myself. And of course, it completely impacts my experience and my performance, right? And if I just realize or recognize that, then I can stop that and start working on that and changing the things I'm telling myself just before I go into a board meeting. It might be something super positive, but I think we all have these habitual self-talk situations that we're completely unaware of that might be massively impacting how we perform.
I really like that, and I like this idea of the habitual self-talk. So what you're really looking to do at first is find the patterns self-talk. Ideally, go for the negative patterns because those are the ones that are probably impacting you more than the positive ones in the beginning if you haven't ever really sort of evaluated your self-talk. And I love the idea that you said everyone does it. So, and the board meeting example is really good, right? Like it almost goes back to like emotion too. So for example, if you had a horrible board meeting, you get into the board meeting and right away you're going in there being like, oh, this is stressful. This is going to suck. right? And right. I think that that has to do with the emotion that was created. And then now all of a sudden you have a language for it and you have a conversation with yourself about it every time it happens. And it's not a great conversation. It's negative. You're dreading it. There's feelings around it. There's emotion around it. I think another thing to recognize is, like, prior to the self-talk, what are the emotions you feel that you might not be recognizing currently? Because usually it's not the talk that's the start of something. It's actually some feeling or some emotion comes before the language.
Right.
The feeling. What are you feeling? So, like, getting into the board meeting example is great because you probably feel nervous. You feel anxious. You feel like you don't want to screw it up because you did in the past and someone got mad at you or whatever. Well, how do you get past that? Well, you start creating positive self-talk, right? So let's say, you know, I couldn't answer any questions, right, that the board members had in the meeting. It would be like a version of negative self-talk before you go into the meeting or while you're even creating the board deck, and the emotions, anxiety and nervousness and, like, feeling not good enough. So then what you can do is you can apply, just getting to some tactics here, you can apply, like, opposite and say, I'm actually great. I have answers to every question that they ask. And if I don't, I'll tell them. I don't know. I don't have the answer and I'll get it.